Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Gene Mauch. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The center fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Clarence Maddern. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Culler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doyle Lade. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Doyle Lade. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The third baseman, Putzi Caballero. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Blatnick. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Del Ennis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Sisler. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eddie Miller. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Granny Hamner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Seminick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Schoolboy Rowe. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Schoolboy Rowe. And now, play ball. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Waitkus moves to third. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a fly ball into right field. Ennis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Waitkus scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Putzi Caballero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caballero hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lowry. Caballero reaches second base with a double. Ashburn goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 1, Phillies, 1. Johnny Blatnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blatnick hits a pop-up in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis takes first base on ball 4. Dick Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lowry. Sisler reaches second base with a double. Caballero scores. Ennis goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Phillies. Bob Chipman now pitching. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Clarence Maddern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddern hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Semenek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn, who is chasing the ball. McCullough reaches third base with a triple. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Semenek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCullough scores. It's 3-2, Phillies. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mauch hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Andy Semenek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenek hits a fly ball into left field. Mattern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe strikes out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a pop-up towards first. Waitke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Waitke hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Caballero fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Putzi Caballero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caballero is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Caballero hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Blatnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blatnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Blatnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ennis hits a fly ball into left field. Mattern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Sisler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mauch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern is 0-for-1 in the game. Mattern is hit by the pitch. Nicholson moves to second. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Caballero fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Nicholson moves to third. Two outs. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0-for-1 in the game. Culler hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamner hits a pop-up towards short. Culler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-1 in the game. Semenik hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Phillies. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0-for-1 in the game. Rowe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lowry. Ashburn reaches second base with a double. Rowe moves to third. Jess Dobernik now pitching. Putzi Caballero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caballero is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Caballero hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rowe scores. Ashburn scores. It's 6-2, Phillies. Johnny Blatnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blatnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Blatnick hits a pop-up towards third. Pafko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jess Dobernik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobernik hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hamner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 0-for-2 in the game. Mauch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Waitkus reaches second base with a double. Mauch moves to third. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lowry hits a fly ball into left field. Blatnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mauch scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Phillies. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ennis hits a fly ball into left field. Mattern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Mattern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 3. the Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mattern hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lowry. Hamner reaches second base with a double. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Semenik strikes out. One out. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rowe hits a ball on the ground into left field. Mattern picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mattern. Hamner scores. Rowe moves to second. It's 7-3, Phillies. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ashburn hits a fly ball into left field. Mattern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Putzi Caballero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caballero is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Caballero takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Blatnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blatnick is 0-for-3 in the game. Blatnick hits a pop-up in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat pinch hits for Dick Culler. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rube Walker pinch hits for Jess Dobernick. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mauch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeffcoat moves to second. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Jeffcoat moves to third. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeffcoat scores. Waitkus moves to second. It's 7-4, Phillies. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Caballero fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Royce Molly now playing shortstop. Hank Borowy now pitching. Hal Jeffcoat now playing center field. Peanuts Lowry now playing left field. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ennis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sisler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Rowe covering, for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Hank Borowy. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. McCullough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCullough moves to second. Monk Dubiel now pitching. Bob Skeffing pinch hits for Roy Smalley. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing takes first base on ball 4. McCullough moves to third. Jeffcoat moves to second. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Mock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Caballero fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Hankskins now playing second base. Gene Mock now playing shortstop. Bob Rush now pitching. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hamner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Semenik bunts for an out with unknown description. Hamner moves to second. One out. Monk Dubiel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dubiel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground into center field. Ashburn picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ashburn. Waitkus moves to second. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Lowry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Pafko hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.